VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A judge outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, has sentenced comedian Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in his home. The judge called Cosby a sexually violent predator, a designation which means that he will be required to report quarterly to authorities and that his name will appear on a sex offender registry sent to neighbors, schools, and victims. Cosby must also receive mandatory counseling for the rest of his life. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele rejected the notion that Cosby's age and infirmity entitled him to mercy. Cosby was convicted earlier this year of 3 felony counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand at his Pennsylvania home in 2004. U.S. President Donald Trump has called on world leaders gathered at the U.N. General Assembly to isolate Iran's regime as long as its aggression continues, accusing Iranian leaders of sowing chaos, death, and destruction.
Iran's neighbors have paid a heavy toll for the region's agenda of aggression and expansion. That is why so many countries in the Middle East strongly supported my decision to withdraw the United States from the horrible 2015 Iran nuclear deal.
In addition to criticizing Iran, Trump also denounced China for what he maintains are that country's unfair trade practices. The president did not mention Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election or its interference in Syria. He also touted his relationship with North Korea. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate's partisan brawl over President Donald Trump's embattled Supreme Court nominee intensified Tuesday, less than 2 days before Judge Brett Kavanaugh and one of his accusers are expected to testify on whether the nominee committed sexual assault as a teenager. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the accusations aren't true, and Democrats know it.
It's a con game they're playing. They're really con artists.
Saying they're winking at each other while working against Kavanaugh, whom the president says was believable and truthful in denying the allegations during a TV interview last night. Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford will testify to a Senate panel Thursday, and the White House says it would be okay with the other accuser, Deborah Ramirez, joining them. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization warns the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is spreading to new parts of conflict-ridden North Kivu province, including areas that border Uganda and Rwanda. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Health Emergencies Program Chief Peter Salama says increasing insecurity and community mistrust are hurting efforts to prevent the deadly Ebola virus from spreading. WHO reports the number of confirmed and probable cases of Ebola in this outbreak stands at 150, including 100 deaths. Salama says progress that was being made in protecting people against the virus through vaccinations and several experimental drugs is in jeopardy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A top German bishop has apologized for thousands of sexual abuse cases that took place inside the Catholic Church in Germany. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Cardinal Reinhard Marx, who's also the head of the German Bishops' Conference, says he's ashamed for so many of us clerics looking away, not wanting to recognize what happened or not helping the victims. The report concluded that at least 3,677 people were abused by clergy between 1946 and 2014. The apology comes on the same day that Pope Francis acknowledged that the sex abuse scandal rocking the Catholic Church was driving people away. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The founders of the photo-sharing app Instagram announced Monday they would be leaving parent company Facebook to explore other ventures. Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger said in a statement on Instagram's website that they were planning on taking some time off to explore our curiosity and creativity again. The announcement is yet another bump in Facebook's recent turbulence, which has faced criticism over the spread of fake news, alleged exploitation of user data with third parties, and electoral interference. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.